Wherefore, there is no need to set much value on these things, nor for the sake of them to practice a life of discipline and labor, but that living well we may please God, and we neither ought to pray to know the future, nor to ask for it as the reward of our discipline, but our prayer should be that the Lord may be our fellow helper for the victory over the devil. And if even once we have a desire to know the future, let us be pure in mind, for I believe that if a soul is perfectly pure and in its natural state, it is able, being clear-sighted, to see more and further than the demons. For it has the Lord who reveals to it, like the soul of Elisha, which saw what was done by Gazi, and beheld the hosts standing on its side. When therefore they come by night to you, and wish to tell the future, or say, We are the angels, give no heed, for they lie. Yea, even if they praise your discipline and call you blessed, hear them not, and have no dealings with them. But rather sign yourself in your houses, and pray, and you shall see them vanish. For they are cowards, and greatly fear the sign of the Lord's cross, since of a truth and its Savior stripped them, and made an example of them. But if they shamelessly stand their ground, capering and changing their forms of appearance, fear them not, nor shrink, nor heed them as though they were good spirits. For the presence either of the good or evil by the help of God can easily be distinguished. The vision of the holy ones is not fraught with distraction. For they will not strive, nor cry, nor shall any one hear their voice. But it comes so quietly and gently that immediately joy, gladness, and courage arise in the soul. For the Lord who is our joy is with them, and the power of God the Father. And the thoughts of the soul remain unruffled and undisturbed, so that it, enlightened as it were with rays, beholds by itself those who appear. For the love of what is divine and of the things to come possesses it, and willingly it would be wholly joined with them if it could depart along with them. But, if being men, some fear the vision of the good, those who appear immediately take fear away, as Gabriel did in the case of Zacharias, and as the angel did who appeared to the woman at the holy sepulchre, and as he did who said to the shepherds in the gospel, Fear not. For their fears arose not from timidity, but from the recognition of the presence of superior beings. Such then is the nature of the visions of the holy ones. But the inroad and the display of the evil spirits is fraught with confusion, with din, with sounds and crying such as the disturbance of boorish youths or robbers would occasion, from which arise fear in the heart, tumult and confusion of thought, dejection, hatreds towards them who live a life of discipline, indifference, grief, remembrance of kinsfolk and fear of death, and finally desire of evil things, disregard of virtue and unsettled habits. Whenever, therefore, ye have seen aught and are afraid, if your fear is immediately taken away and in place of it comes joy unspeakable, cheerfulness, courage, renewed strength, calmness of thought in all those I named before, boldness and love towards God, take courage and pray, for joy in a settled state of soul show the holiness of him who is present. Thus Abraham, beholding the Lord, rejoiced, so also John, at the voice of Mary, the God-bearer, leap for gladness. But if at the appearance of any there is confusion, knocking without, worldly display, threats of death and the other things which I have already mentioned, know ye that it is an onslaught of evil spirits. And let this also be a token for you. Whenever the soul remains fearful, there is a presence of the enemies. For the demons do not take away the fear of their presence as the great archangel Gabriel did for Mary or Zacharias, and as he did who appeared to the woman at the tomb, but rather whenever they see men afraid, they increase their delusion that men might be terrified the more, and at last attacking they mock them, saying, Fall down and worship. Thus they deceived the Greeks, and thus by them they were considered gods, falsely so called. But the Lord did not suffer us to be deceived by the devil, for he rebuked him whenever he framed such delusions against him, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. More and more, therefore, let the deceiver be despised by us. For what the Lord hath said, this for our sakes he hath done, that the demons hearing like words from us may be put to flight through the Lord who rebuked them in those words. And it is not fitting to boast at the casting forth of demons, nor to be uplifted by the healing of diseases, nor is it fitting that he who casts out devils should alone be highly esteemed, while he who casts them not out should be considered naught. But let a man learn the discipline of each one, and either imitate, rival, or correct it. For the working of signs is not ours, but the Savior's work. And so he said to his disciples, Rejoice not that the demons are subject to you, but that your names are written in the heavens. For the fact that our names are written in heaven is a proof of our virtuous life. But to cast out demons is a favor of the Savior, who granted it. Wherefore, to those who boasted in signs but not in virtue, and said, Lord, in thy name did we not cast out demons, and in thy name did many mighty works? He answered, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. For the Lord knoweth not the ways of the wicked. But we ought always to pray, as I said above, that we may receive the gift of discerning spirits, that, as it is written, we may not believe every spirit. I should have liked to speak no further and to say nothing from my own promptings, satisfied with what I have said. But lest you should think that I speak at random and believe that I detail these things without experience or truth. For this cause, even though I should become as a fool, yet the Lord who heareth knoweth the clearness of my conscience, and that it is not for my own sake, but on account of your affection towards me, and at your petition, that I again tell what I saw of the practices of the evil spirits. How often they have called me blessed, and I have cursed them in the name of the Lord. How often have they predicted the rising of the river, and I answered them, What have you to do with it? Once they came threatening and surrounding me like soldiers in full armor. At another time they filled the house with horses, wild beasts, and creeping things, and I sang, Some in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. And at the prayers they were turned to flight by the Lord. Once they came in darkness, being the appearance of a light, and said, We are come to give thee light, Anthony. But I closed my eyes and prayed, and immediately the light of the wicked one was quenched. And a few months after they came as though singing psalms and babbling the words of Scripture. But I, like a deaf man, heard not. Once they shook the cell with an earthquake, but I continued praying with unshaken heart. And after this they came again making noises, whistling and dancing, but as I prayed and lay singing psalms to myself, they forthwith began to lament and weep, as if their strength had failed them. But I gave glory to the Lord who had brought down and made an example of their daring and madness. Once a demon, exceedingly high, appeared with pomp, and dared to say, I am the power of God, and am providence. What dost thou wish that I shall give thee? But I then so much the more breathed upon him, and spoke the name of Christ, and set about to smite him. And I seemed to have smitten him, and forthwith he, big as he was, together with all his demons, disappeared at the name of Christ. At another time, while I was fasting, he came full of craft, under the semblance of a monk, with what seemed to be loaved, and gave counsel, saying, Eat, and cease from thy many labors. Thou also art a man, and art like to fall sick. But I, perceiving his device, rose up to pray, and he endured it not, for he departed, and through the door there seemed to go out as it were smoke. How often in the desert has he displayed what resembled gold, that I should only touch it and look on it? But I sang psalms against him, and he vanished away. Often they would beat me with stripes, and I repeated again and again, Nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. And at this they rather fell to beating one another. Nor was it that I stayed them and destroyed their power, but it was the Lord, who said, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. But I, children, mindful of the apostles' words, transferred this to myself, that you might learn not to faint in discipline, nor to fear the devil, nor the delusion of the demons. And since I have become a fool in detailing these things, receive this also as an aid to your safety and fearlessness, and believe me, for I do not lie. Once someone knocked at the door of my cell, and going forth I saw one who seemed a great size and tall. Then when I inquired, Who art thou? He said,
I am Satan. Then when I said, Why art thou here? He answered, Why do the monks and all other Christians blame me undeservedly? Why do they curse me hourly? Then I answered, Wherefore dost thou trouble them? He said, I am not he who troubles them, but they trouble themselves, for I am become weak. Have they not read, The swords of the enemy have come to an end, and thou hast destroyed the cities? I have no longer a place, a weapon, a city. The Christians are spread everywhere, and at length even the desert is filled with monks. Let them take heed to themselves, and let them not curse me undeservedly. Then I marveled at the grace of the Lord, and said to him, Thou who art ever a liar, and never speakest the truth, this at length, even against thy will, thou hast truly spoken. For the coming of Christ hath made thee weak, and he hath cast thee down and striped thee. But he, having heard the Saviour's name, and not being able to bear the burning from it, vanished. If, therefore, the devil himself confesses that his power is gone, we ought utterly to despise both him and his demons, and since the enemy with his hounds has but devices of this sort, we, having got to know their weakness, are able to despise them. Wherefore, let us not despond after this fashion, nor let us have a thought of cowardice in our heart, nor frame fears for ourselves, saying, I am afraid lest the demon should come and overthrow me, lest he should lift me up and cast me down, or lest rising against me on a sudden he confounded me. Such thoughts let us not have in mind at all, nor let us be sorrowful as though we were perishing, but rather let us be courageous and rejoice always, believing that we are safe. Let us consider in our soul that the Lord is with us. Who put the evil spirits to flight and broke their power? Let us consider and lay to heart that while the Lord is with us, our foes can do us no hurt. For when they come, they approach us in a form corresponding to the state in which they discover us, and adapt their delusions to the condition of mind in which they find us. If, therefore, they find us timid and confused, they forthwith beset the place, like robbers. Having found it unguarded, and what we of ourselves are thinking, they do, and more also. For if they find us faint-hearted and cowardly, they might increase our terror, by their delusions and threats, and with these the unhappy soul is thenceforth tormented. But if they see us rejoicing in the Lord, contemplating the bliss of the future, mindful of the Lord, deeming all things in his hand, and that no evil spirit has any strength against the Christian, nor any power at all over anyone, when they behold the soul fortified with these thoughts, they are discomfited and turn backwards. Thus the enemy, seeing Job fenced round with him, withdrew from him, but finding Judas unguarded, him he took captive. Thus, if we are wishful to despise the enemy, let us ponder over the things of the Lord, and let the soul ever rejoice in hope. And we shall see the snares of the demon are like smoke, and the evil ones themselves flee rather than pursue. For they are, as I said before, exceedingly fearful, ever looking forward to the fire prepared for them. And for your fearlessness against them, hold this sure sign. Whenever there is any apparition, be not prostrate with fear, but whatsoever it be, first boldly ask, Who art thou, and from whence thou comest thou? And if it should be a vision of holy ones, they will assure you, and change your fear into joy. But if the vision should be from the devil, immediately it becomes feeble, beholding your firm purpose of mind. For merely to ask, Who art thou, and whence thou comest thou, is a proof of coolness. By thus asking, the son of Nun learned who his helper was, nor did the enemy escape the question of Daniel.